Hello there, Richard Del Conner, philosopher poet here, and this is episode 6 of the Richard Del Conner philosopher poet series, and I'm going to read to you a poem called Hell is Not a Place. And this is from my paperback, which you can get. The audiobook will be coming out sometime in the next year. I recorded it. I've just got to assemble it and package it and release it on Audible. And the name of the book is Philosopher Poet in a Field of Dreams by Richard Del Conner. Del is my middle name, D-E-L, last name C-O-N-N-O-R. So you can go to Amazon and buy that paperback book, Philosopher Poet in a Field of Dreams, with me sitting in a field playing my flute with my little poetry book on my lap, because back at the time I was a traveling poet and going from all these different book fairs and book clubs and night, anyway, reading poetry and playing my flute several times a week. It was a lot of fun. After about a year, though, I realized I was playing for the same people over and over again. And so then I changed into my Buddha Z identity and started just doing Buddhism stuff to make it at least different for me. But anyway, here we go. This is a poem written by me, Richard Del Conner. Hell is not a place. Hell is a distance. A distance from where you want to be. A place free will has led you, where tragedy is what you see. Heaven is a relationship, where Father is loved and adored, where Mother is the pilot of the ship, training oldest son to climb aboard. Here, my cat running around out there. Okay. Yeah, he when he hears me talking, he likes to come in and interrupt for some reason. The galleon, like a boat, the galleon of a pre-existing dream measures the destiny of the kids. If the children abandon the team, up here he is, they are free to determine what is. Hello there, bear, scratching at my door of my little voiceover studio here in Mount Olympus. Now you're going to go jump up in that chair. He just had to bug me. He just had to let me know he's here. I don't know if he likes my voice or whatever it is, but when I played flute, he would sit next to me in my car and he'd tolerate it. I don't know that he really enjoyed it, but I've noticed that I've got a piano now. When I play my piano, he'll jump up on the table behind me and start pawing me on the back of the head. He just somehow likes, I don't know. I don't know where he's coming from, but anyway, let's continue with this poem. Hell is not a place. Sometimes the price paid to abort or the loneliness of parents abandoned may seem like hell if desire can distort what a good father's hands fashioned. And that's the end of it. It's a lot of symbolism in there, but it's about families breaking up and the family, you know, the father, well, the kids turning on the father and all kinds of stuff and the unhappiness and how that can turn. What a family is supposed to be a wonderful, beautiful thing, you know. Talk about having a family. You're supposed to think of that as a good thing. But now I've seen in many, many people, families be the absolute worst thing that ever happened to them, and the amount of suffering and pain and destruction that happens because of the family is just amazing. Whether it's the wife to the husband or the kids to the dad, or it can be hell. That can be hell. Okay, it's a distance from what you want, in other words. Okay, so anyway, I should give you a book ad. Go buy my book, Philosopher Poet in a Field of Dreams. Go to Amazon, get the paperback. It's at amazon.com. Philosopher Poet in a Field of Dreams by Richard Del Conner. And yeah, go get that paperback. This is a poem from it. The left side is typeset, and the right side you'll see my handwritten poetry, because that adds a kind of a different flair to it. And each page only has a small couple paragraphs or so. So a lot of people have told me they really like just opening up the book to random places and being inspired by what it says. It seems that if they have a question in their mind, that somehow just randomly opening up a page in here, the poems will somehow answer that question. I'm not trying to say that's true, but I've actually done it and it does work. Statistically, it's more true than it's not, for what that's worth. Okay, now I'm supposed to play flute because actually when I wrote my little breakdowns, little layouts of all these different podcasts. I kind of mapped it up to at least a dozen. I was in my car, and so I said, okay, now I'll play a solo song on flute, but I don't think I'm going to do that right now. And I'm actually performing my next album that I've just started recording as Richard Del Conner, the record producer also, is going to be called Kung Fu Cowboy Scorpion Resurrection. And I've just finally yesterday finished assembling the basic tracks in Logic Pro, which I'm just learning how to use. And I know I made some bad mistakes and accidentally deleted a couple of the tracks I need, so I got to go back and find them. But, you know, I'm still figuring out that program and stuff. But that's going to be a wonder. It's going to be my best album I've ever done by the time I'm done. That's my goal. So, but it's going to be better in a different way. I'm actually going to be, this is the first time I've ever used a DAW, D-A-W, Digital Audio Workstation. I've done everything just in analog, and I play a performance, even if I'm recording digitally. I always record the song from the beginning to the end, whether it's the drums, the bass, the guitar, even the vocals. That's not to say I can't do a couple of takes and then maybe get the best of each one and put them together. But generally, a lot of the times, I'm trying to go for a perfect take from beginning to end. So I'm a old school musician who believes you should actually perform the musician, not get a digital audio samples of a guitar and then put it together and sound. It might even sound good, like a good guitar player. But to me, being a real musician is being a person who plays music. And so I'm a trombonist. And I played trombone for years, but I couldn't play trombone and flute at the same time, so I had to sell all my trombones. So I am excited about the fact that I am going to start playing some digital music along with my playing guitar and bass and drums for real. But I'm going to incorporate trombones, which I will do. They're not synthesized. They're actually recorded samples of real trombones, and I got to piece them together and then add expression and make it sound really realistic and link all the notes together. And I'm going to create trombone arrangements on this album. So Scorpion Resurrection is going to be featuring a whole bunch of trombones, which is I'm so excited to do as a trombone player. And I bought the most awesome, expensive programs I could find that had these most difficult, but anyway, expressive trombone things beyond the normal samples. So I'd like to think that I've got the capacity to do the best possible, what are we going to call them? I don't want to call them digital trombones because they were actually recorded live, but they are digital. But anyway, the best possible digital trombones that could be made. And so as a trombone player, I've got a real high standard for myself, and I'm excited about that. So that album's going to be called Kung Fu Cowboy, Scorpion Resurrection. And let's see, what else do I have to say? I noticed on here I put down that I was going to give you a song from another album, which is the last album by American Zen, which has not been released because I haven't finished that album. The album actually doesn't have any drums on it. It's got the bass and the guitars and a slide guitar. It's got the lead vocals. But now, of course, I'll probably put some orchestral music on it, too, to really, you know, make it professional like a movie. Most of the movies you see, this is how they do them. I'm using the same exact software that they use for making movies. So just how they fool you in a movie, you think it's an orchestra. It's not. They're doing it in a digital audio workstation exactly the same way I am. And so I'm looking forward to mastering this process. And this is brand new for me. This will be the first time I've ever done it in my whole life. And I don't know anybody who's ever done it. So I got nobody to call for help. And I'm just figuring it out. And it's very frustrating, to be honest with you, stumbling along and watching YouTube videos, you know, piece by piece, getting this information. But anyway, this song, Pictures of Home, is from the last American Zen album, so it won't have any drums on it. In fact, I'm not sure what it's got. It doesn't have a whole bunch of stuff on it, because I only had the four track. I got a note here. I was going to play flute along to it, but I'm definitely not going to do that. This album just tears me up. These are war stories that were kind of told to me by soldiers on Memorial Day. I had this these visions of these soldiers, and they told me these stories, and I did these stories. And when I sing these songs or even listen to them, they make me cry because they're horrible. Well, at least a couple of them, two of them, are just make me cry every time I try to play or hear them. Because the guy who told me the story, so I feel what they felt, and this is one of those songs. It's called Pictures of Home, and I'm reluctant to do that, so we'll see what happens. I'm in the studio, in my little studio right now. I'll go back and put this into my computer, and then I can attach the song to it. So that's the plan, is to give you this song, and from the upcoming American Zen album called Memorial Day Album, because the whole album was written and composed on Memorial Day. All these visions came to me on that day. And then I immediately recorded the whole album. It actually might have taken a couple days. And even the voices, I didn't really sing it my way, because I had the lyrics, everything kind of were their ideas. And so I kind of, in a way, tried to sing each song in their voice. And I'm not sure if I was just trying to sound like them or they were singing through me, but I tried to go back later and fix them because they weren't really me singing. They weren't Richard Del Conner singing or the Hippie Coyote. They were these other voices, and I was trying to even sound like them or let them be them. And so I thought, oh, they're not the best I can do, but I couldn't replace them. I tried. I actually tried to replace them, and all I could do is try to imitate them. And I realized, I'll have to figure something else out because these are the final vocals. I got to leave them like this. So this is one of those songs, Pictures of Home. And there's two of those songs. I break up and cry when I'm singing them. So I don't know if you can tell in the recording, but this is one of those songs that I'm going to start breaking up thinking about it. So let's talk about something else. Let's end this podcast. This is Richard Del Conner, the philosopher poet, and glad to be sharing with you some of my philosophical poetry. And about families breaking up and how families are so horrible in general. And I used to, as a Kung Fu student, I have a lot of families. I like holding families together and helping them. And sometimes the families would come in and they'd have a stepfather. And I would talk to them and the kids and the mom and the stepfather. And it was just so abysmal talking to some of these families, like especially, I mean, I don't want to say don't ever marry a woman who's got kids, but I got to tell you, all the stepfathers I've talked to, it's just so sad, you know, the kind of disrespect they get being a stepfather. It's equal or worse than being the father who was rejected and they dislike or disown or disavow. I mean, and then you come in as a stepfather and they won't give you any respect and they won't obey you and the kids won't obey you. The family systems are so messed up. So anyway, that's one thing I'd like to do. I've studied Confucianism over the last decade and realized that Confucius has everything you need to know to have a happy family. It tells you how to do it and how to structure it and the kind of arrangements and agreements you need to make before you get married, or else it is going to always be tragic. And you could just predict any tragic marriage because of the things that people don't know when they start a marriage. So my goal is to make people smarter so that they can have either avoid a bad marriage, or if they are going to get in a marriage, make sure that they found someone they can have a good marriage with, and that both people understand how to make it a good marriage, because it's not one of those things that just happens. It's got to be something you go into like any business venture. You just can't pick anybody as a business partner and expect to be successful. You've got to pick your business partners, you know, like a marriage. They've got to be the people that are right and for you in the right ways in the long term. It's very hard to find good business people or good employees. A lot of times you get somebody who, you know, really talks up a big thing and then you hire them and they're really crappy and then it's hard to get rid of them. It's like a family divorce. So my goal is to make people have better relationships. And I've got all kinds of books and ways to help the world be a better place by helping you be smarter, make better decisions. And if you aren't a problem, how to make better choices or decisions to fix the problem. Okay? Anyway, Richard Del Conner, philosopher, poet, get out of here with maybe a song called Pictures of Home by American Zen, from their last 8th album on their spiritual journey of 8 levels, because the 8th level was supposed to be some sort of relationship with the spiritual world. I thought I was going to do it as a Native American, because the 5th and 6th levels take place with as a Lakota Sioux pipe carrier in Vision Quest. So I thought I was it was going to be spiritually Native American, but it turned out to be this. This was my connection to the spirit world. So this is the 8th and final album from American Zen. And this is only the rough tracks, just the initial tracks. See you later.
Pictures of heaven. Duffel bag, one in my wallet, a picture of my wife and the baby I've yet to see. Just 2 more months until my Christmas reprieve. Looking at that photo fills me with hope. Looking at those pictures not my gun scope. Pictures of home fill me with love, then with dread. Pictures of home remind me I'm not dead. The day, the cat, even the garage seems like a castle amidst this barrage of hateful scorns and a woman's spit. Yesterday, Johnny Q got hit. Of course, I'm being careful. I'm coming back to my family. I'm gonna make it. This Christmas you will see me. This is my last letter. Another week I'll be there, hugging and kissing you and stroking your hair. Save another week, be patient, I love you. 7 more days of war and I'll be through. From you is a smile. Just look into my face, talk to me a while. That is the heaven I dream and wait for. Please be patient, just 1 week more. Looking at that photo fills me with hope. Looking at those pictures, not my gun scope. Pictures of home fill me with love, then with dread, reminding me I'm not dead. Christmas present from you is a smile. Just look into my face, talk to me a while. That is the heaven I dream and wait for. Please be patient, just 1 week.